When you take a look at the Griswold Tigers volleyball team, you see a team that takes things just one step at a time. The Tigers lost two of their last four games, as they lost to both Stanton and ACGC, while turning things around in the last two games with wins over Southwest Valley and Essex. Griswold's head coach Jody Rozell has continued to make adjustments and lean towards the team goal of getting better every night and taking things just one step at a time.
We just have been talking about adjustments we're making and just trying to continue to that process toward being the best team that we can be, with that goal of, you know, achieving that toward the end of the season. So just night to night, we always have a time of reflection, what we, you know, the positives we take away from each night and the things we learned and we want to get better on before the next night, and then just working on that one day at a time. And that's just been the key.
Griswold was ranked number 14 in the IGHSAU volleyball rankings for week 5. The Tigers are 17-5 on the season, while staying ranked for two straight weeks. Coach Rozell is proud of her girls, but does not want a state ranking to defy who they are, as she wants their goals to go above the state rankings.
Yeah, I mean, that's great. We're celebrating that. We're happy about that. And trying to stay focused on each day, one day at a time, and really even smaller than that. Like the things we've been talking about in our meetings, just one point at a time, not getting too ahead of ourselves and thinking about a whole set or a whole match, but just this point and staying in the moment the best way we can and controlling our controllables. But I think if we do that, everything else will take care of itself.
Whitney Pennock has 288 digs on the season for the Tigers and has worked in the back row to read hitters and has shown dramatic improvement from last season to this season. Pennock is also leading the team with 34 aces and is serving 95% on the season.
Yeah, she is really, her experience from previous years, but she's just really doing a great job of reading hitters, reading offenses, and just being aggressive, trusting her platform, and just really work on those little details of her angle and holding her platform. Been huge this year. And you know, that's her as well as all of our, you know, our service receive and ball control has just been foundational for us, allowing us to have the offense that we've had this season.
Another player to mention is Carolina Arcia, as she has 420 assists on the season and has also helped in the serving game with 22 aces. She defensively is also a great player, as it may put her out of position, but puts her team right where they want to be.
Carolina is a strength that she has that she brings to her team. Is just, she's incredibly competitive, driven, and just a real competitor on the court. So she just helps kind of bring a fire to our offense, but does a great job of getting balls, hittable balls to our hitters so they can attack. And she just, and also just defensively, scramble plays, you know, Carolina just does a great job with that.
The quarter conference tournament is coming up for the Tigers tonight, as they will play Fremont Mills at Sydney High School. In the last match, the Tigers beat Fremont Mills 3-0, but that does not stop them in their perseverance towards winning one step at a time.
Yeah, we're excited about the quarter conference tournament. Our conference is obviously very competitive, looking at scores night to night amongst different teams any given night, different surprising wins and things like that. So we're excited about the tournament next week. It should be a great match to start with Fremont Mills on Monday night, and just, again, just working on just every night, whether it's practice or game, we're just trying to be better than we were the day before and just learning from the things that go wrong and doing better the next day with them, and trying to just bring our best game.
Tonight's contest will start at Sydney High School at 5:30 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.